grace to continue with our Elul and weddings theme. Rav Asher Weiss, a couple years ago, Tavshin Ayin Aleph, from my friend Mark Zeffren's wedding, he put out different things on Kiddushin and Nisuin. So he writes on the first piece on how to build a bais, beis hamikdash ma'at. You know that every bais that a chasan and kala build, groom and bride build, it's considered a beis hamikdash ma'at. So he asks, and he says the following thing. He says, every Jewish house needs and is able to be able to be a beis hamikdash ma'at, a place for a Kaddish Baruch Hu to rest his Shechina. So the Gemara says in Sut Sota in Yozayin Amun Aleph, Ish v'isha shezachu Shechina shuvi b'neihem. And a man and woman that live they merit to live together. Then they're zochah to have the Shechina. Right? And the Rashi says that if you look at the word Ish and has the word Yud, if you take the letter Yud, if you take the letter He in the word Ish, and then you have Yud K, there they have the Kaddish Baruch Hu in their house. But if it's without Yud K, then it's just Ish, then it's fire. And Rav Asher Weiss goes on to say, there's really two ways we have to understand how to build a base mikdash mat. How do you be able to have a place where a Kaddish Baruch Hu could dwell as Shechina? So Rav Asher Weiss says, "V'nera sheyesh beis derachim she'al yodam yochol ha'adam laftiach hashrus Shechina bebeiso." So there's two ways that a person could promise, could make sure in a positive way that they have hashrus Shechina in his house. The first one, Adei Talmud Torah, says by learning Torah in your house, as the Gemara says in Brachos and Vav Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah tells the Pirkei Avos Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, Minayin she'afilu echad osli betorah Shechina shuayimo. How do I know that even if one person learns Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is there? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, B'chol amakom asher oski eski eshemi avo elecha berach ticha. The pasuk says that wherever you mention my name, I will come and I will bless you there. So the first Eitzah Rav Asher Weiss says you want to make sure to have a base mikdash ma'at in your new home. Make sure there's Talmud Torah there. Make sure that there's a koveya seder. You're learning Torah whenever you can, every single minute in your house. Number one. Number two, Rav Asher Weiss gives a very very practical Eitzah. Says alidei anava v'shiflus, by having this certain humility and making sure to be humble in your home. As the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Ezu bayis asher tivnu li v'ayei makam menuchasi, el zah abid el ani v'naka ruach. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, which house do I look for to be able to build? The place that specifically has a place of a nova, of a low spirit. Hare shanova v'shiflus segula la'ashras ha'shchina. Says Rav Asher Weiss, you want to know how to be able to build a base of Midrash Shemat? Make sure that there's a nava in their home. Make sure that there's humility in the home. And this really goes without saying, Lamaisa, at the end of the day, to be able to have a Jewish marriage, there's got to be, of course, be Talmud Torah. That's more ben adam amakum, more ben adam lechavero for the chazan kah. There's got to be a nava in the home. Just to end off with a story. We know of Shlomo Zalman Orbach when his wife passed away. The famous story goes: Shlomo Zalman got up at the funeral and he says, "You know, usually the spouse asks mechila from the niftar of the niftaris. But he said, I'm not asking you for mechila, because we took upon ourselves in the yuchur when we got married, any single time of argument we were going to have, that you were always going to be right. You were always going to be right. So for Rosh Hashanah, he didn't have to ask for mechila. So on our level, every single person has to be able to have, to be able to make sure that there's some sort of a nova in their home. And it's not always about being right. It's not always about being correct. Sometimes just to be able to give in and say, you know what, it's going to be okay. But to be able to take these two eights of Rosh Hashanah specifically, you want to know how to build a base of Midrash Ma'at? Ish v'isha shezachu shechina shui b'neihem, says the Gemara in Sota. A man and a woman that merit to be able to have the shechina, a man and woman that merit, they're zochah to have the shechina, but that's only when the ish is with the yud and the ish is with the hay. And has Rosh Hashanah say, how do you do that? Specifically through Talmud Torah, by learning Torah in your home, and also by having a nava. Be'ez Hashem should be zochah to have these two qualities in all our homes. And Be'ez Hashem, if we're speaking at a wedding in Elul, whatever throughout the year, we should make sure that we give the house a bracha, birchas haTorah, of Talmud Torah, and the Be'ez Hashem to have the midas of a nava, the shifa shkach. Thank you, Rav Asher Weiss. Shkach.